There are cowboys and Indians and cowboys and aliens. The Indians are much how you'd expect Apaches to look in the late 19th century. But the aliens resemble the Sigourney Weaver variety of entities, those drippy-looking things that ambulate with the same jerky movements robotic figures made scurrying all over the District 9 set. But the cowboys are about as authentic-looking as any Sam Peckinpah could conjure. The film makes the siren's call to the ghosts of Jack Elam and Elisha Cook Jr. to join the party. Indeed, a real hoop-de-doo, as Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford try to, as Rodney King once suggested, get along. The dynamically cast duo rides out to stamp out what the hell's going on with bizarre things in the sky that swoop down and bomb the little town. Craig as Jake Lonergan can't remember a thing when he wakes up alone out in the rocks and mesquite. There's some kind of high-tech bracelet on his left wrist. To a fella back in the 1800s, the device might be called newfangled-looking. But this lonesome stranger is much too terse and unassuming to ever say such about something he can't for the life of him get unfastened. A la Clint Eastwood, Jake heads for Absolution, that's the name of the town, trying to figure what's going on with the amnesia thing and the wristwatch thing slowing down his circulation. Wristwatches have not yet gotten to Arizona territory. But Jake and others are soon to see many more things that haven't been invented, at least in this solar system. Fear runs amok in Absolution under the thumb of the local entrepreneurial bad guy called Woodrow Dollarhide, played by Ford. On the horizon after sundown the day Jake rides into Absolution, there looks to be a big freaky UFO show like the one that scared the pants off Phoenix back in 97. That's 1997. The UFOs are streaking Absolution's way, and they got ordnance to drop. But the townfolk aren't going to let a little thing like UFOs get the best of them, bombs or not. Lonergan and Dollarhide lead out a posse to track weird footprints discovered on the dirt street right after the UFO raid, setting in motion events that include Lonergan meeting a lovely miss named Ella, played by Olivia Wilde, who may not be from Absolution or any place else on Earth, but she is smart and pretty and wants to help Jake remember himself and what he's done. It's clear, too, Ella is committed to another mission. To know that will keep you focused. Cowboys and Aliens satisfies. It's obliquely funny and pregnant with stretches of well-acted, action-packed conflict that also gets creepy. It's touching, mysterious, and mystical. At the end, it even has a tender touch placed among some of the actors, a little like Terrence Malick wrote the close for The Tree of Life. Entertaining moments flow by, but as a whole, they don't gel well. So I sense a modicum of disappointment. The movie's promotion routinely uses the scene of the aerial attack on Absolution. I saw no other abnormal phenomenon scenes used to tout the film other than those showing Craig's wrist jewelry. Using a finer point, I came to CNA expecting its sci-fi chops to reflect the technology revealed in the trailer, much in tandem with the so-genuine-looking Old West segments. Well, they're not. Savvy friends say the kind of art that's displayed in CNA's later sci-fi sections is steampunk. Steampunk could, for example, depict anything brought to an image from the literature of H.G. Wells. It was the 80s that steampunk first made the scene. The 1980s. Repeatedly seeing only the non-steampunk technology shown in the trailer set me up for more authentic-looking sci-fi later on. But steampunk was trotted out for the first time. Expectations denied, because space and space people in CNA are not created, say, from the mold of a Stanley Kubrick HAL 9000 computer, but taking on more shape out of the genius of Terry Gilliam. Remember Brazil? A Kubrick take on future tech would lay a more profound message on the filmgoer about futuristic civilizations in the universe more advanced than ours here, even back then when cowboys and Indians existed, or pioneers in covered wagons heading to the local drive-in to see another John Wayne movie. But steampunk art does hold with the tone of the film's script committee. So it's not the film isn't good because of disappointment, but simply more about expectation and taste and maybe not going completely with director Jon Favreau's program. But I'd bet my 1873 model Rolex that a hoot is what you'll get out of watching Cowboys and Aliens. Give a hoot for online film reviews with a guy with his voice, now playing at TulsaTVMemories.com or IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.